why would we bother doing a podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah, we think about that a lot. That would just be a print artist?
Better.
Leave a comment that's hashtag this is awkward.
One of the hardest things to figure out in the small press scene is distribution.
We are happy to share that we have signed with Maverick Distribution, and now comic shops from across the country can order any of our current titles.
If you own a local comic book shop, head over to maverickcomicdistro.com and get your shop registered today.
Hey, if you're a creator, they are open to submissions. maverickcomicdistro.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome to maybe the weirdest, but maybe the most special episode of Beards and Comics Podcast. Let's just call this Beard and Comics Podcast. Look, I know it's a weird one. I know we joked around last week about ending the show and no more Beards and Comics and all that kind of weird stuff. And then, you know, you start this episode and you're like, wait a second, where is Matt? Matt! And truth be told, Matt, we just didn't sync up this week as far as our recording times. I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of stuff going on in our personal lives and there's a lot of stuff going on in the business. And I didn't even exactly plan to do this. In fact, I'm driving right now and I figured, let me go ahead and bust out my microphone and I'll just do an episode like this so that I could still put some content out. So you guys still get a Beards and Comics. And we're going to talk about creator mentality and mindsets and things like that in just a little bit. But I wanted to start off and just tell you guys how much we appreciate you guys for sticking around and for checking out the show as much as you have. It has been nice. You know, we had a dip in viewership for a few months. And I think it had to do with maybe some fatigue from just too much stuff to consume through the pandemic and stuff. And then I think it also had to do with it being summer and people finally were out and doing stuff. And so anyway, now you're all back trapped in your houses. Well, it's not that bad yet. Well, maybe it is where you are. I don't know. Whatever. But I just wanted to thank you guys right off the bat. And I want to let you know, it looks like we are pretty quiet on the Catalyst Comics Studio front, but it is not because we're not doing anything. I do want you to understand that. I do have a lot of stuff that's going on in my personal life that I am trying to step into a direction that I can focus on getting myself where I need to be in many different facets, and that will reflect on Catalyst Comics as well as Beards and Comics and all the other content. It is hard to try to really run in a successful manner a publishing company, as many of you guys probably know, and then some of you guys may not know. Making sure you have the right mindset on things is vital, and that's why I decided, it's been a little quieter lately, but I want you to know that things are happening. Tilt 4 is, we hit a speed bump a while back, and it looks like things are progressing really well now. I have a 5-page preview that I can send to anybody, and you know, you guys are our listeners. If you want to check it out, then let us know what you think. Give us a holler on any of our media, and we'll send you over the 5-page preview. There are more pages than that done. I just decided 5-page preview is what makes the most sense. But yeah, Tilt 4 is coming along. It's going to be awesome. It is the wrap-up to the first story arc, so we finally get that showdown we've all been waiting for Tilt and Talon, and so far people that have checked it out really vibe with it and really like what where it's going. There's a lot of playfulness while there's a whole underlying tone of seriousness. And then the other thing that we are looking at getting cranking here soon is One Last Job 2. We have been asked many times when the next one's going to be done. This stuff costs money, if you guys didn't know. I stopped lettering as well, so that's another facet that we have to pay for. Also, Matt's is done coloring, so he is working on the other project that you guys need to be getting psyched for, and that's Paradigm Issue 2. We know a lot of people have not checked out Paradigm Issue 1 yet, and it's because it's the first thing we ever did, and it was before anybody knew us, before the podcast, really before Catalyst Comic Studio became what it is now. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people that missed out on Paradigm 1, and we know that you guys, when you see the progression in our work, are going to be quite impressed. So if you like the art style in Welcome to Everville, it only gets better than that. So yeah, looking like over the next few months, we'll be getting out Tilt 4, Paradigm 2, and One Last Job 2. Once Paradigm 2 is done, Matt's jumping right back into the Everville saga, which would be issue 2. It's called Invasion of Everville. And I think that's going to be a pretty epic little thing for you guys. Some of you guys are getting drawn into it. I'm excited to see how that's done. But yeah, so that's where we're at as far as the studio stuff. As far as the podcast stuff, yeah, we're still going. It's just trying to do some logistical stuff right now. I'm sure you guys will find out more as I open up more about stuff, depending on how open I get about stuff. And then I'm trying to get into the right space that I can really have the time dedicated to find some more guests and all that kind of stuff. Beards and Comics, you know, it's really about you guys and about giving you information, what it's like being behind the scenes, being a creator, being a publisher. And I strive to continue to do that for as long as you guys care to listen. And there's other content we want to make as well. And I'm hoping eventually I can get to the point that I can start making all kinds of other content that you didn't even know we were interested in. But yeah, on top of all that, there's other projects that I'm working on. I'm editing for somebody right now, and I'm open for editing positions if you guys need someone to help with your comics. I love it. I have found great joy in the editing process, and I look forward to what happens with this particular one that I'm editing now. You guys will find out more about it soon whenever that creator starts talking about it. But yeah, and then outside of that, I'm also still doing design, and I've been doing some design for a local comic book shop, and there's more to come, so you just got to bear with us. I promise things will stabilize fairly soon, but let me get into this. You know, this is something that I've really been in my mind about lately, and that is creator's mentality, the creative mindset, how we deal with stuff. If you guys read my blog, Inner Sanctum, on the Indie Comics Rebellion page, then you will know that I am a big advocate for creators addressing their mental state and keeping a check on their mental awareness and mental ability, and, you know, if there's problems, all that kind of stuff. I think it's important. I don't think it's taboo. You know, I think we live in a time now where it's much more accepting to talk about the things that we struggle with internally, and I hope you guys have that group of people that you could be open and honest with, or at least somebody, you know, that you can be open and honest with when you're going through things, because it does matter. And I don't want to see anybody who is a creative person quit just because they're discouraged or because they're going through something. Look, sometimes I know it looks like it's just easier to wrap it up and not do it anymore, and luckily, I've never been at the point where I felt like that was the case. But yeah, so I had spoken recently about storms and the structure of a storm and the purging process, the pruning process that happens during a strong storm. And the irony of this is I'm recording it the day that Hurricane Ida kind of came through. It's the day after it came through New Orleans, but it's the day that it kind of remnants came through here in North Carolina. And and this was a message that I spoke a week ago. And so I've been really kind of getting into that and thinking about those, the structure of a storm, and how there's these outer bands that are strong, and that's where the strongest winds are and the heaviest rain, and it kind of rips through everything and pulls away the roofs and pulls away all these things that we think is nice and tidy and hunkered down, and you know, that nothing can move them. And maybe the things that we need to, sorry if this sounds like a motivational speech. This is literally just where I've been lately. But maybe it's things that need to be moved, right? Maybe it's these little things that are keeping us distracted and keeping us from reaching our full potential. And then, you know, something like the storm comes through and just blows it all away. And it's hard to fathom when it's happening. But then with the structure of a hurricane, once you get through that first group, that first set of outer bands, you come across the eye of the storm. And the eye of the storm is known as the most peaceful part of a hurricane, right? If a hurricane passes over in the daytime and you get into the eye of that hurricane, you can typically, if it's a big enough eye, you could typically go outside during the eye of a hurricane and it'd be the weirdest kind of cleary sky, because all the rest of the clouds and everything are all wrapped around the eye. And so if you're in the eye, you can actually see the daylight and see you know, daytime sky. And and that's peace. That's when we look at it in the way that it reflects into our personal lives, spiritual lives, and just our creative mindsets. It's peace. It's the realization that when things are bad, there's still something there that gives me a moment to breathe. And one of the things I talked about was, with that, you know, when there's an eye, there's another side to that storm. But the difference is, when you go through that other side, all these things that needed to get ripped up and all these things that needed to get torn away and that were keeping us from who we need to be, they're gone now. They got ripped up in the first half of the storm, and now we've encountered peace. So we have that peace to carry over with us through the second half of the storm. And that's a powerful thing. And I hope you guys are getting this in the sense that I mean it. And that is the sense of your mind and how your mind and your life work, and being able to address different problems and being able to address different feelings that we go through, and things that things and people that we thought were always there for us, that maybe they need to be moved. And there's beauty in the purging process. There's beauty in the moments where things are stripped away to make you better, to bring you greater greater fruit, you know. And I didn't know I was going to get into all this. Kind of just started once I hit the road. I was like, I knew I wanted to talk about creative mindsets, but I hope somebody gets something out of this. I'll be honest, you know, the message that I had spoken on, it was a teaching that I did in a church, and a lot of this is allegorical to that. And I think it reflects too in the other aspects of our lives, and especially for the creative mindset, is being willing to go through those storms, to get those things moved out of the way so that we can elevate ourselves, so that we can, you know, bring forth better comic books and better stories. And I talked to somebody this week who reminded me that a lot of the creators that we know don't believe in God. And you know, that's fine. I'm not judging anybody. In fact, I've fully come to understand that I am in the minority group as far as the comic book creators' spirituality goes. And what I want to make sure that I bring across is a positive message, a message that helps your mindsets, that helps you challenge yourself as well, because that's important to me. It's what I do all the time. I feel like I'm trying to constantly challenge myself. I'm trying to constantly grow, and as a creator, as a person. And I'm hoping that we're all on the same page there, right? Whether it's in the spiritual element or not, I hope you're all challenging yourselves. I hope you're all trying to grow. And the only way to do that is to cut off those branches that aren't bearing good fruit. And that sounds harsh, and it is. There's this other allegory I like to use, that the blade of love cuts both ways. You know, it's not comfortable. it's going to hurt you, but at the end of the day, it's for a purpose. It's for a reason. It's to bring forth a better product, bring forth a better fruit. You know, maybe I could rewrap this whole thing as a motivational speech, but you know, this is where we are. I hope you guys get something out of this, got something out of this. I'm kind of done with it. I just wanted you guys to think on that. Let me know what you think. Do you agree? Do you think sometimes you need to go through storms so that you can come out better and you can come out maybe with less stuff that you had before, but it's going to be better stuff? I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe that's just the way I look at stuff. I'm curious what you guys think, what your thoughts are. And I hope you guys are all doing well, staying safe. Things are kind of getting crazy again. I don't like it, but yeah. Hopefully next week we'll have Matt back. Hey, also, if you guys like this kind of stuff where it's just like, I don't even know what I'm going to call it. I was thinking about calling it the solo button because I heard that on one of my, one of the podcasts that I listen to, and I thought it was a good idea to call it just a solo button. Maybe I'll just call it Beard and Comic. I don't know. We'll see. You know, by the time you listen to this, it'll have a title. So what I'm saying right now doesn't even really matter. But if you guys like this kind of stuff, please let us know. If you want more, if you want us to sprinkle in some episodes where it's just one of us, if I can talk Matt into doing this at all, or I'll do it more. I don't mind either way. I enjoy it. I look forward to, I look forward to our podcast every time we do record it. I will be honest. Sometimes it does feel like it's a press, and sometimes it feels like it's work. Cause sometimes, you know, you're just not motivated that day, but you still know you need to get it done, whatever. And you do it. And you know, so far you guys have enjoyed our content, and this one wasn't like that. This was just a good idea I thought I had on the ride home. I was like, you know, we didn't record anything this week, so maybe rather than saying, hey, no episode this week, what if I just grab my Tula mic and yep, that's not a sponsor, and just recorded right quick and threw it up there for an episode. If you guys like this stuff, maybe we'll start sprinkling them in. What else do you want to see from us? What else do you want to know? Join Buy Me a Coffee. Good Lord. A little as $5 a month. You get access to, you get early access to my blog pieces before they're released. You also get this new feature that I really like, and that is a little like chat, like a messenger almost, but just with the members. So I hope we can get some of you guys utilizing that, because that's a really cool feature, and I'd like to see how that plays out in the future. Also, you know, depending on what tiers you get exclusive merch, discount codes, early access to stuff, exclusive t-shirt designs that we don't really release, ash cans, I think I said that maybe. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Poster, I think we'd do posters. I don't know, whatever. But, so make sure you check that out. We need all the support we can get. Comic books are a niche market as it is. Podcasts about comic books are an even more niche market. So that means everybody that does subscribe to us, it makes a massive difference. Even as little as $5 a month, you know, that helps us. That helps us pay hosting and, you know, might even cover a package that we ship off for that month or whatever. Every little bit helps, and we're just trying to continue to grow and build. We do have some cool stuff coming up. We do have some cool stuff with other publishers that we aren't ready to fully disclose and fully talk about. They've been mentioned before, but honestly, it's going to be more on those other publishers to talk about. So I hope you guys are around for that too, and keep all your stations tuned to all of our different social medias and different accounts. And we appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next time on Beards and Comics.
Beards and Comics Podcast is a production of Catalyst Comics Studio. To get in touch with us, visit CatalystComicsStudio.com or search for Beards and Comics Podcast on Facebook. Hey, if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It doesn't sound like much, but it helps a whole lot.